The chip squeeze reaching your driveway, memory shortages push car prices toward $60,000. The AI memory chip shortage has a consumer consequence that is only beginning to register broadly. New car prices are being pushed toward $60,000. The causal chain runs from data centers outward. Automakers are shifting from vehicles with dozens of separate computers to centralized vehicle computers handling everything from safety systems to autonomous driving functions. These centralized systems are RAM intensive, running AI workloads continuously. As AI data center demand has consumed the majority of high bandwidth memory production, supply available for automotive applications has contracted sharply and prices have followed. Analysts tracking automotive input costs are projecting that memory components alone could add several thousand dollars to vehicle manufacturing costs over the next 18 months, with those costs passing through to retail prices. The auto industry was already dealing with elevated prices following post-pandemic supply chain disruption. This is a second wave of cost pressure with a different origin and a similar effect, squeezing the middle of the market and making the sub-$40,000 new vehicle increasingly difficult to produce at a margin that justifies building it. Against this backdrop, shareholder return announcements from Samsung and SK Hynix are notable. Samsung announced a $72 billion shareholder return program. SK Hynix, NVIDIA's primary supplier for high-bandwidth memory, simultaneously announced a record buyback. Companies sitting on cash flows generated by the AI chip boom are returning capital rather than deploying it all into capacity expansion, a signal that they may believe current elevated memory prices will not be permanent and that oversupply could eventually correct. For Samsung specifically, the announcement also carries a defensive dimension. The company fell behind SK Hynix on HBM generation and reportedly struggled to qualify its HBM3E chips with NVIDIA on schedule. A $72 billion shareholder return communicates financial strength, while those competitive challenges remain unresolved.